5. Good morning, I'm Anthony Runnell with KRWG News. Let's start with election results from last night. Unofficial results from the New Mexico Secretary of State's office have Susan Payne winning over Nadia Sykes for Mayor of Alamogordo with 64% of the vote. In Las Cruces, voters weighed in on 3 city council races. In District 3, Becky Graham wins over Bev Courtney and Greg Shrivenak. In District 5, Becky Coran wins over Norman Paquette, Ronnie Cisneros, and David Telford. Also in District 6, Yvonne Flores has won re-election over William Bierman. 3 seats were on the ballot with the Las Cruces School Board. In District 1, Ray Jaramillo has been re-elected, winning over Abelardo Balcazar. In District 2, Pamela Court wins over Henry Young. Also in District 3, Robert Wolford has won over Aloy Camborda. Voter turnout was down for local elections this year, according to the Doña Inés County Clerk's Office, which released a press release saying voter turnout for this year's local elections was approximately 11% lower than turnout in 2019. That turnout in 2019 was approximately 16.5%. As I mentioned earlier, Las Cruces City Councilor Yvonne Flores has won re-election in District 6 with 54% of the vote. Madison Staten has more.
City Councilor Yvonne Flores will remain the District 6 representative on the Las Cruces City Council, beating opponent William Bierman. Flores says her past experience on the council will enable her to be a more effective representative.
I'll be more efficient just having the experience of knowing how to work with people, because I thought I would only run for one term. But the mayor said to me, it takes a while to really learn how everything really works. He says it takes about 2 or 3 years, and he was absolutely right. And now that I know or feel have a better grasp, I'm not saying I know exactly how everything works, and I'm not saying it's a big mystery, but I am saying that there's an art to it. So I think that I've accumulated that knowledge and that expertise.
Flores says her top priorities for the next term include an even greater focus on open space preservation and a larger push for attainable housing on public spaces. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.
A year ago, a Lubbock teacher was diagnosed with COVID-19. She was not sick enough to be hospitalized as facilities filled up at the beginning of what would be a winter-long outbreak. But Texas Tech Public Media's Sarah Self-Walbrick reports she's struggling with the facts and is one of an unknown number of Americans classified as a COVID long hauler.
Jessica Holman starts her Monday by having breakfast and making coffee all before 5:45 a.m. It was a restful weekend, and she says she feels good. She's ready for another week of teaching science to middle schoolers. Throughout the day, she records a few voice memos.
Not too bad brain fog, and my fatigue is pretty low.
By the end of the school day,
it is about 4:30, and we're after school. I'm in the car, more than ready to go home. My throat hurts, I'm exhausted, and I'm super dizzy.
Before she got sick with the coronavirus, 36-year-old Jessica was on a healthier path in life. She recently lost 150 pounds and was planning for the future with her boyfriend, Lewis. Then, last October, they both tested positive for COVID-19.
After about 2 weeks, you know, boyfriend got better and I did not.
At a coffee shop, Jessica tells me her oxygen levels remained low, even after she tested negative for the virus. She did pulmonary rehab for 5 months to help with that. Then she was diagnosed with postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, or POTS.
It basically means that my neurological system was so attacked that it doesn't understand how to regulate things like my heart rates, my blood pressure, basic things that, you know, are kind of important for functioning.
Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center internal medicine doctor Drew Payne says POTS is often diagnosed after ruling out other possible causes. It's a tricky process for both doctors and patients.
There's not a magic pill for her to take and all of a sudden feel like she did before she caught COVID.
Jessica isn't alone in her diagnosis. Health institutions like Johns Hopkins Medicine are researching the link between POTS and COVID-19. There is a possibility Jessica's POTS symptoms will improve, but
it's also possible it'll be lifelong and I'll never get any better. It's one of those things that you just really don't know.
It's unclear how many Americans have developed long-haul COVID, but data suggests that anywhere from 30